From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A California lawmaker and a children's advocacy group want to shed light on what they say is an army of fake social media accounts, or bots, that spread false information online. Capital Public Radio's Chris Nichols has the story.
Democratic Senator Bob Hertzberg and the advocacy group Common Sense Kids Action are supporting a bill that would require social media companies like Twitter to identify fake accounts on their platforms. A recent study estimated as much as 15% of Twitter accounts are bots. Sean Preston of the advocacy group says children are particularly at risk.
We are very concerned about information literacy for kids online. This is a key educational problem that we're facing. We want kids to be able to recognize, and we want them to have the tools to assess this information and these ads that they're seeing online.
Preston says children often don't know how to distinguish between political propaganda disseminated by fake accounts and real news. Some bots, he says, are bolstered by artificial intelligence and are even more of a threat.
The idea that there's going to be a company that pays for an artificial intelligence service to simulate friendship online with my child in order to sell a commercial product, I mean, that is all kinds of wrong.
Supporters of the bill recognize California won't be able to regulate the entire social media landscape. At the very least, they say, they want to start a conversation about the fake accounts. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Find more on this and other stories at krcb.org/news. You can hear this story again, your favorite content on demand, or even stream us live with our free mobile app available for your iOS or Android device. And we welcome your comments always at listener@krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.